Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. We got the hot seat coming up, Al. And Jason Peters speaks. He discusses his future in the NFL. But on the line with us now, Al, in an effort to cast the widest possible net, it is my sources are telling me that Ross Tucker will be interviewed for the head coaching job of the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's a good decision by them. Ladies and gentlemen, contestant number 13 for the new Eagles coaching job, Mr. Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Angelo. How are you?
When are you going in for the interview, today or tomorrow?
I have not heard from them as of yet. I will say this, though, because people say to me when I go on these other stations, would you ever want to be the head coach of the Houston Texans? Yeah, it's like $5 million a year. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to be the head coach of the Houston Texans yesterday. But what about Deshaun Watson? Don't care. Ready.
He wants the money.
Yes.
All right, Russ, let me just start this. I know because you're still in our area. You did the Bills game this weekend. You read the piece about Carson Wentz behind the scenes by Jeff McClain, correct?
I did, yeah.
What's your overall impression of what you read?
It was well sourced. Obviously, it came from some players. I think it's kind of part of the issue that the Eagles have right now is it feels like that there are some people talking to the media. And that happened towards the end of the season as well, which is not ideal. And it didn't feel like that happened a lot when they were having the success in 17 and 18. I don't know what to say about it, Angelo. Like, my interactions with Carson have always been really good, and I've talked about that. It sounds like, maybe he's a little stubborn. I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of us really know what went on there this year or what's going on in his head. But between that and the Troy Aikman report that, you know, Peterson wanted to go with Hurts, I mean, it's a very interesting situation, I guess.
All right, sure is. Russ, you were an offensive lineman. One of the reports was one of the linemen went to the bosses and said they wanted Wentz replaced by Hurts. That, to me, is extraordinary for a teammate who is always below a quarterback. The quarterback's the ultimate player on a football team. And basically ask for a change of quarterback. What's your reaction to that?
Well, what I would say is that guy must be very established because there is no chance I would have ever done that in my career as a journeyman guy. I mean, that sounds to me like a great way to get cut or traded. Like, go to the head coach and say you think they should bench the starting quarterback. Oh, yeah, Tucker, you think that? See you later, buddy. I mean, so that had to be – let's put it this way, okay? That wasn't Jack Driscoll that did that, okay?
You know what I mean? Nate, like, Herbig. No.
That would be amazing, by the way, if you did. If big old Nate went in there and said, hey, Coach P, we got to get rid of Wentz, that would be amazing.
I have a suggestion.
Right. But hold on. There's another aspect of this because you were in alignment. So they get to the bye week, according to this story. And the offensive line people feel they're being unfairly judged because a lot of the sacks were attributable to the quarterback holding the ball too long. The coaching staff breaks down the 32 sacks, and two-thirds of them are attributed to the quarterback. Ross, is there often a tug of war between the lineman and the quarterback about who's responsible for sacks? Is that common?
Well, I'll tell you what is definitely common, to get frustrated when you're getting all the blame for the sacks when they're not your fault. I can remember in Buffalo, you know, we had a couple years there, Angelo, where, or 1 year in particular, where Drew Bledsoe, our quarterback, who has some similarities to Carson, was taking some sacks. And so every Monday I'd read the paper and it'd be like, the Bills offensive line gave up four sacks again this week. And I'm sitting there thinking like, wait a minute, two of those, he held the ball for more than 5 seconds and he watched the guy sack him.
Yeah.
He watched him. So now I will say this, because I remember, you know, some of us used to voice our frustration to like the backup quarterbacks and they would say, yeah, but there are plays where Drew holds it and then throws a bomb. So the thing is, Angelo, there have always been plays where Carson holds on to it too long, but then ends up making an incredible play. Here's the thing, though. The thing I noticed the most is that the ratio of incredible play to taking a sack, it's gotten worse four straight years.
Yeah.
So in 17, most of the time it was like that Washington game where he broke free and made an unbelievable play. 18, it was like, seemed like it was more 50-50 last year. This year, there was only a couple incredible plays where he held on the ball for a lot, and there were a lot of sacks. So that ratio is going the wrong way, and that's absolutely – no offensive lineman likes giving up sacks, likes being credited with giving up sacks, especially when it's a play where the quarterback clearly should have been able to get rid of the ball.
Absolutely. Jeff Lurie held his own news conference last week, Ross, and said that Wentz is fixable. You agree?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I don't ever remember a player regressing this much. I guess I would say that I think it's fixable in the sense that we have, you know, a decent amount of sample size of him playing at a high level. I think, here's what I would say. I don't know if it's fixable, Angelo, but I think you sure as heck try.
Okay.
And I've been consistent. I know a lot of people don't agree with this. I think they should bring both quarterbacks back. You know, there's unknown with both of them. You're like, can they get Wentz to be better again? We don't know. Can Hurts be the guy? We don't know. I feel like if you bring them both back, there's a decent chance one of them ends up being able to be a franchise guy. What if you get rid of one and then the other one never gets there? Then you got nothing. I'd rather bring them both back and have kind of two bites at the apple, so to speak.
Do you think with having a new coach, it would limit the pouting that Wentz is clearly doing behind the scenes?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting, Rhea, because after that report had come out about guys not liking some of the things that Wentz did and was reportedly anonymous players, which I'm never a big fan of anonymous players doing that. You know, if you remember, Wentz came out and said, you know what, I'm going to take that to heart, and there's some things I need to fix or some things I need to change. I guess I would have thought that would have been sort of the wake-up call, quote-unquote, that he needed, but it seems like, you know, with Peterson being gone, he needed another one. I think at this point, everyone will go into next year understanding that this head coach, Wentz, is not his guy. He's not tied to Wentz. It's a clean slate. And you'd like to think at that point, Wentz would realize, hey, I got to do what this guy says. I got to be on my best behavior, get this thing turned around, or I'm going to be out of here, and I'm not going to have a soft landing spot anywhere else.
You just said you would have an open competition. If you were the guy making a decision, you bring them both to trade a cap and see what happened with Wentz and Hurts, right, Ross?
Yes.
All right. If you were to say that at the interview, and there are now 12 candidates for the job, three have already signed elsewhere, but they started with 12. Do you think that would help you or hurt you to get the job?
I think it would help you. I think it would help you because you're non-committal, right? Like, I think if you said, look, let's put it this way, Angelo, I don't think any of those guys are going in there saying that I want to trade Wentz. I think that
you can't. That would end it. You're right.
Right. I think they probably realize that's the case. That, you know, that's the case. So I think rather than saying, you know, and it's funny, right? I'm guessing most of them, most of their presentation is talking about how they're going to fix Wentz because they probably think that's what Eagles management wants to hear.
Yes.
And they might be right. I mean, that's the thing. These interviews, I think sometimes these head coach candidates, they're trying to figure out what they think the owner wants to hear because they're trying to get the job. If you remember, okay, and I don't know what's going on with the Eagles search, but if you remember Jay Gruden in Washington, he went to Daniel Snyder and had like a PowerPoint presentation about how he was going to fix RG3, right? It was like 2 weeks into the season, he benched RG3 for Kirk Cousins. Like 2 weeks in, he's like, yeah, the presentation, it didn't really work. We're going to go with Cousins. He's just way better than RG3.
Absolutely. Al and I got this job by lying to Tom Brookshire.
Yeah.
There was not one thing we said during the interview that was true. Not one thing.
No, we haven't said a few things.
Primarily, it was Al lying, but they gave us the job and then found out when it was too late. All right, finally, I just got to know this because you were doing the Bills game for Westwood One. Ross, can the Bills beat Andy Reid?
They can, Angelo. I know you and I disagree on this. They can.
But?
Look, I think if Mahomes plays, I think obviously you lean Chiefs, but the Bills could do it. If Mahomes can't play,
right?
Obviously the Bills have a great chance. Although, you know, Chad Henne's from Why Missing. He's from outside of Philly me. So I was happy to see him have success. Yes, the Bills can do it. The answer to your question is yes, the Bills can do it. That doesn't mean I think they will do it, but they're capable of it.
And what about Brian Daboll? He is the basically the quarterback whisperer up there for Josh Allen. Would he be a good selection here?
I think he'd have a heck of a presentation for the Eagles brass, showing them what he did to get Josh Allen. I mean, Angelo, that probably is the guy that they should try to get, in the sense that he went from Josh Allen being 52% completion percentage to 58 to now he's like at 70. I've never seen a guy improve that much. So if there's anybody that, based on this past year, would seem to maybe have a good formula to get Wentz to get back to where he was, it would seem to be Brian Daboll.
Ross Tucker killing it again. Ross, we love you, man. Thank you, pal.
All right, see you guys.
Ross Tucker, there he is. I'm going to tell you what, Dale. I may be wrong on this. I never interviewed with Jeff Lurie.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Lurie would enjoy an in-depth presentation. McDaniel was in yesterday?
Eight hours.
Could do an in-depth, Al, 8 hours. You could show him.
I can't even
all
imagine.
Three of the Godfather trilogy. You could show them all three Godfather movies.
If you have an interview that goes 8 hours, the person being interviewed is not doing most of the talking.
No. And whenever something takes that long, it's not good.
Uh-uh.
All right? I could tell you that right now. No. They're ending up picking the brain of these guys to use to try to fix Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
All but one of them is getting used. The one who isn't is getting the job, and that might not work out well either.
Don't forget the little nugget I gave you about Josh McDaniel and Howie Roseman. Do you remember what I gave you this morning?
Repeat it for the people.
So WEEI, you know, Al up in Boston, had a note about Josh McDaniel interviewing on Saturday. They said it could get a little bit awkward, since in 2013, when Patriots assistant Bill O'Brien was being interviewed, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniel thought very little of Howie Roseman.
All right.
Had a very low opinion.
Do you remember what I said in reply when you told me that?
I don't.
That was Howie 1.0.
Oh, that's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.